السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this week's khutbah translation, and the topic is indeed the abrar, the righteous, shall be in na'im, in bliss. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, who has honored us prior to this with the month of Ramadan, and now we are tasked with bearing and continuing that momentum that we have. And he's honored in turn those who continue to be from the righteous with the way and the ultimate outcome of bliss, endless bliss. And I bear witness with every facet of my being that there is nothing worthy of absolute love and adoration except Allah, the uniquely one, having no competing second in that oneness. And I bear witness that our leader and our master, our prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the perfect example of servanthood unto Allah and is his sent messenger unto the entire universe. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, dutiful servants of Allah and myself, to adhere to a heartfelt consciousness or taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For he, the most gloriously transcendent, states, وَلَا أَجْرُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. And the reward of the hereafter is better for those who believed and were those who had taqwa, or were fearing of Allah. Ayyuhal Muslimun, O you who believe, indeed we are now after Ramadan, post-Ramadan. And if Ramadan is taken to be a madrasa, a school, then what it is intending to teach us is the way of taqwa, the way of righteousness, and the way of birr. And this way of birr, this way of righteousness, is something that is a continual state of those who truly attain what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give them in this religion. And so it is a lofty rank. And it's for reason of its high status that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of those who are the abrar, those who are the possessors of birr or righteousness, and mentions how their deeds will be written down in the illiyun, what Allah refers to as illiyun. And about this he says, kalla inna kitab al-abrar lafi illiyin. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا عِلِّيُّونَ كِتَابٌ مَرْقُومٌ يَشْهَدُهُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. He says, indeed, no, indeed, the record of the righteous will be in the عِلِّيُّونَ. And what do you know? What makes you know about what the عِلِّيُّونَ is? It is a register inscribed, كِتَابٌ مَرْقُومٌ, that is witnessed, يَشْهَدُهُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ, that is witnessed by those who draw nearer. And the ulama say, what is meant by the al-muqarrabun here is that the angels who are nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So عِلِّيُّون is that, it's this noble record of our deeds. And this noble record of our deeds, which is specifically reserved for those who are the abrar, those who are the righteous, is something that is witnessed by the angels. And what is meant by witnessing is that this witnessing in turn allows for a state of bliss. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he says, إِنَّ الْأَبَرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ. He says, those who are from the those who are the abrar, the people of birr, those of people of righteousness, they are in bliss, contentment, and a bliss, and a na'im, a bliss that is abadiyan, that never ends. There are forms of bliss that come and go, but they've attained the sa'adat al-abadiyya, the na'im al-abadiyya, that bliss which never ends. And what is the description that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives of them? عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ. On adorned couches, on adorned lofty places that they seat, they are يَنْظُرُونَ. They are looking on. And this beautiful depiction of them looking on, is the ulama say, is looking on what? Well, for starters, they are looking at the great goodness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the na'im, and the great grace that He has given and bestowed upon them. But beyond that, this is an ishara, an indication, some ulama say, to the state of those who are nadhirun ila wajihi, those who are looking on to the countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the mazid, which is the greatest of sa'ada, that is greater than anything a person can get. Why? Because through that they are so fulfilled from the core of their being. They know who they are and they know what they were created for. And through that state they have arrived at the perfection of their purpose. And in that regards, that's why their bir or their righteousness served only to fulfill that which they really wanted. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about them, تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ نَظَرَةَ النَّعِيمِ. He says, you will recognize in their faces the radiance of contentment. يُسْقَوْنَ مِنْ رَحِيقٍ مَخْتُومٍ خِتَامُهُ مِسْكٍ وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. He said, you will recognize in their faces the radiance of contentment, and they will be given to drink a pure, non-intoxicating wine. This is as if this is an ishara once again. This wine is not like the wine of the world. This is a similar word being used, but is something that is purifying them, and that was sealed. And the last of it is musk. Khitamuhu misk. وَفِي ذَلِكَ. And so for this purpose of this contentment, this purpose of being in the presence of God, wine and these things are not the wine of the dunya. This is that which brings you to a bliss, but that you are never taken out of it, and there are no after effects. So it's the bliss of being in that presence. It's the bliss of realizing what it is you were really created for. It is the arriving home. It is the state of contentment that brings about a radiance of spirit and this apparent on their faces. تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ نَظَرَةَ نَعِيمٍ. You see on their faces the radiance of the na'im, that the contentment that they have. And Allah says, وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. In that let people compete. Instead of people competing for that which is fani, that which is perishing, this world, let them compete for that which is baqi, that which remains. And what is remaining? That which remains is وَيَبْقَ وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. That which remains is the countenance of your Lord. So عَلِّقْ نَفْسَكَ بِرَبِّكَ. Attach your hearts, attach your ambitions to your Lord. Make your intent, make your intention, make your wants, make your desires Allah. وَعْبُدْ اللَّهِ لِأَللَّهِ لا لإلا. Worship Allah for Allah, not for anything. لإلا لشيء سواه. Not for anything besides Him. Worship Allah for Allah, because everything you want, everything you desire, كل شيء تهوى. Everything you desire, تجد في ذات الله. You will get in the essence and the realization of your closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this is the way of the abrar. This is the way of those who have bir. They do, why do they perform goodness? They perform goodness because this draws them nearer to that which they desire, their maqsood, their qibla. Aqim qibla liwajhik. Face yourself for him, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so they've aligned themselves for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this foremost attribute is why? Because they are people who are sadiq. They are people who have sidq in their iman. This is what real iman is. Iman is, what do you place your trust upon? Right? Amana indicates trust, and the word iman is connected to the word amana. So what do you really want? What do you place your trust upon? And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبْلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. when the people were ordered to change and they were thinking, what is the way of the Qibla? Then Allah says, no, righteousness is not that you turn your face towards the east or the west. You turn your face as a symbolic indication of that which your Qibla is of your heart. So what is real birr? وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ. But true birr is to place your iman billah, واليوم الآخر, and the last day, والملائكة والكتاب والنبيين, and the angels and the books and the final prophets and the prophets. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many of us know the famous hadith Jibra'il, in which he said, what is iman? فَخْبِرْنِي عَنِ الْإِيمَانِ. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what iman is it? To believe in Allah and believe in his books and believe in his angels and believe in the last day and believe in qadr khayrihi wa sharrihi. And the ulama say all of these other extra attributes, six pillars of iman that are mentioned, are all delineations of aspects of belief ultimately in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're not extra to Allah, they are attributes by which Allah lets himself be known, or they are events and aspects of creation by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lets himself be known. And so the people of Birr, they want to know Allah. The people of Birr desire Allah. The people of Birr want to worship so that they can come to realize who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really is from a position of the closeness of their hearts, not from a position of intellectualization. And this is why they are those who answer the call of what true faith entails, and that as a result of them answering this call, they are in the ranks of those who are righteous. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about such people, they say, رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا سَمِعْنَا مُنَادِيًا يُنَادِي لِلْإِيمَانِ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ فَآمَنَّا رَبَّنَا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَكَفِّرْ عَنَّا سَيِّئَاتِنَا وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ. These are people who say, O Lord, indeed we have heard a caller calling us to Iman. And so what was the caller saying? An aminu, believe, bi rabbikum. Understand what it means to have a Rabb, by you being an Abd. And that's why they said, fa amanna. And they said, we believe in our Lord. And then say, O Allah, O Rabb, فَغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا, remove from us our sins, وَكَفِّرْ عَنَّا سَيِّئَاتِنَا, and remove from us our misdeeds, وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ, and cause us to be with the Abrar, the righteous. And so what are the ways we can be from the Abrar? Because Ramadan's ended, but the call to be from the righteous has continued. And if we took Ramadan for what it really was, which was a madrasa, which was a way to learn something, then we have graduated from that school only to have taken and changed ourselves by that, until we continually change and continually change. And the evidence of the change is, how are you with your taqwa now? How are you with your birr now? How are those habits and things and actions and devotions that you inculcated in Ramadan, how are they persisting in you now? And so the Prophet ﷺ, when he was asked to delineate or to indicate what is birr, he would indicate the same actions of ibadah and khuluq and husnul khuluq and beautiful character that we know to be the actions of ibadah and khuluq. So the Prophet ﷺ said, refer to, for example, salah. He said, صَلَاتٌ عَلَىٰ إِثْرِ صَلَاتٍ لَا لَغْوَ بَيْنَهُمَا كِتَابٌ فِي الْعِلِّيِّينَ. He said, the prayer followed by prayer, without idle talk, without distraction between the two, is now recorded in the عِلِّيُّونَ. The same record, the same register for those who are abrar. So this is a sign of birr. When the Prophet ﷺ was asked about birr, he defined it as what? He defined it as husnul khuluq, the goodly character, noble character. And so someone who increases and is better than you in character is better than you in birr. From birr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also describes what is the way? The way of charity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who give in their wealth in spite of their love upon it. Yani, وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ, to give wealth despite their love upon it. And give wealth to whom? To anyone who's in need, starting with whom? ذَوِ الْقُرْبَ, those are relatives. وَالْيَتَامَ, and the orphans, and the مَسَاكِينَ, وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ, and the travelers and the sa'ilin, those who ask for it who may be needy, wa fi al-riqab, and those who are entrapped and need to be given freedom, wa aqama as-salah wa ata az-zakah. So such people are the birr, who do these things, who give from their wealth and do the salah as we said and give from their zakah. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, He says, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. He said, you will never attain birr until you learn to give of that which you love. And this obviously is referring to what? To referring to wealth primarily. But Allah says, وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. And whatsoever you give or spend, Allah is knowing of it. And so even an act of your own self, if you can't, don't have wealth, give of yourselves for the sake of Allah. Give of yourself to remove even harm from other people for the sake of Allah. Allah is knowing from it, knowing of it. Another aspect of birr is those who are, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْمُوفُونَ بِأَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا أَحَدُوا, those who fulfill their promise when they promise. And so this is a type of what we know as wafa, loyalty. And this loyalty comes to whom first? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Loyalty to Allah and His Messenger. But it increases with those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to show loyalty and piety towards, which includes the people who are placed in charge of us, and includes first and foremost our parents. Right, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to be righteous to our parents and to show goodness towards them, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَيْهِ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ جَبَّارًا عَصِيًّا. About what Allah says in describing one of the greatest of prophets, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, but all of the prophets are for what? For qudwa, they're examples for us. And says he was dutiful, he was commanded to be dutiful to his parents, and he wasn't from those who are jabbarun asiyya, a tyrant who is disobedient. And so we are commanded to be dutiful and to be righteous to our parents. And this is a way of birr, this is a sign that you're a person of birr, that you maintain and you become someone close and you become someone loving to your parents. And that family bond extends not just to your parents, but to those around your parents who your parents love, your own relatives, their community. The Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said, "In أَبَرَّ الْبِرْ سِلَةُ الْوَلَدِ أَهْلَ وُدِّ أَبِي." He said the strongest form of righteousness, strongest form of birr, is when a person maintains relationships with whomsoever his father loved, or by extension his mother or parent loved. In other words, you honor those whom your parents choose to honor, and this is also from birr. And this form of honoring ultimately becomes what? وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. That we become people who assist and cooperate with each other's in birr and taqwa, and through this we build a society of righteousness, a society of birr, which in turn allows for the individuals of that society to maximize and draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the way of birr and the way of righteousness is to strive and to continually compete and to draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with what? With everything you've got. And the result of that will be the goodly life, the beautiful life, hayatun tayyibah, that beautiful life which brings about what? Concentric circles of beauty to those who are around you. And every time you bring about beauty, hal jaza'u al-ihsan illa al-ihsan. Every time you bring about beauty to others, beauty comes back to you. And the ultimate abode for people who are from this, the abrar, is that jannatun na'im, that abode which never ends, and that bliss which never ends. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the abrar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala renew our himmah now. Ramadan's over, but the hisab and the accountability and the opportunities, and Allah's looking at our hearts and looking at our actions, is not ended. So let us renew our himmah, and let us continue to draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with everything we've got, and make this oath, this ahad, that we will continue to do that till the last day of our lives. Because if we can do that till the last day of our lives, then on that last day, which has been called the last day because there's no more days after that, you will get the bliss and that freedom and that thing, that happiness and that peace that can never be accounted for in this world. That can never be, even one qatra, one moment can never account for that in this world. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to assist us in the way of piety and the way of birr and obedience. We also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those who are devoutly obedient to Him, and to enable us to be in service to the way of His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be in obedience in service of those He's ordered us to be in obedience to. I say this and I ask Allah for forgiveness for me and for you. So ask Him for forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.